Thanks for joining us on Sandful Radio. Zach Milbank here, and with me today is the new coach of West Adelaide's women's team. It is Andrew Marks. How are you, Marksy?
Very well, thanks, Zach. How are you going?
Excellent, thank you. Normally speaking to you on Sandful Radio in another capacity as the West Adelaide football manager, but of course you're still retaining that role, but taking on another role with the Bloods, and that is the role of West Adelaide women's coach for 2018 in the Sandful Statewide Super Women's League. You must be excited by the challenge.
Yeah, absolutely, mate. It's women's football is very exciting, and it's so progressive at the moment, and it's getting better and better, and the opportunity to help establish our side in the Sandful W competition is one that really excites me, and something that I'm certainly looking forward to, particularly with some of the younger talent that we've got coming through.
Of course, working in the female side of things isn't foreign to yourself, because as we all know, West Adelaide, one of the sort of torchbearers in terms of Sandful clubs, having female footballers around the place and having your own side in the Sawful prior to the Sandful Statewide Super League. So that sort of grounding, I would have thought, should hold you in good stead.
Yeah, it certainly helps. It certainly helps to have some of those people who are already involved. The fact that we have an understanding within our footy club that, I guess, females share the facilities and stuff like that, that's already established. And that's been a real positive thing for us. We have been involved in female football since 2012.
Yep.
And it was a great initiative to get ourselves involved in that and be leaders in that area and come on leaps and bounds. So hopefully our Sandful W side can continue that growth, and the girls in the Statewide Super Talent Shield towards the end of this season in August, certainly showed some real progress in both the under-14s and the under-17s as it was this year.
Yep.
So we're looking, realistically, we're hoping to replicate the program that we have in place for the boys and men into the female program as soon as we possibly can.
I know integration, as you touched on there, is certainly an important thing down there at West Adelaide. And one of the features for mine was speaking to some of the West Adelaide women's players last year, and they absolutely love the opportunity to join in with the men's training there a couple of times under Mark Micken. And, they didn't hold back from what I understand.
No, they didn't. And I think it worked well on both sides. I think, some of the boys wanted to make sure that they were still out in front, and talking to Jason, he said some of the boys certainly trained better that night. So, it is something that we're looking to integrate in as many ways as we possibly can, for sure.
Mm. On the playing side of things, fantastic news that you're able to retain the skipper, Ali Evans, for 2018, because obviously there was a real threat that she might head over to Sturt, given her brother Fraser plays there.
Yes, that obviously was a... something that perhaps was in the pipeline and all that kind of stuff. But when Ali rang her brother up one night and put it on loudspeaker and said, "Come on, Muxie, let's sing him the Westie song," I knew we had her then, because and Fraser hung up on us pretty quickly. We knew that Ali was going to stay with us, and she's such a great asset to our footy club. She's a really positive leader, and obviously her background in netball, where she's developed some of those leadership skills. There's still areas of her football that needs to improve, but that's the same with anyone, we are very happy to have Ali involved in the footy club, and her leadership shines out big time when she's particularly around the younger girls in our side. And we're going to have a few youngsters, young girls in our team. A lot of our I was fortunate enough to coach the under-17 side, so I've promoted a lot to come up to train within exactly what you do with your best under-18s.
Yeah,
you get them to train with the league side and the reserve. Mm-hmm. So we're doing a similar thing with our under-17 girls from August to come up and train with the league side, if you like.
And you're going to need that leadership, particularly when you consider Christy DeGabriel's headed into retirement, unfortunately.
Yeah, look, we definitely are. And, Ali's certainly taking that spot on. Sarah Mazzario's been really good with that as well. The other one that's been really come to the front for us has been Rebecca Owen. Now, Beck played two Sandful W games last year. But she's developing her football big time, and she comes from a running background, so she was a hurdler. And she knows Sally Pearson, which is pretty cool. And she also played a bit of soccer, and now she's starting to develop her football, and she's taking on the leadership roles as well, really well. The other one is Megan Rich, who's got a netball background, and she's a little bit older. She's just a little bit older than Jason Porpleasia, so he was trying to work out who the oldest player in the club was, and he's gone there. But, you know, those type of people around the place have been really good. And the other one is Shannon Solly, who provides a fair bit of leadership as well. So there's plenty of leadership around, which would help some of the younger girls that are coming through. And, you know, we look, some of the younger girls include guys like Maddie Newman, girls like Maddie Newman, Phoebe Edwards, Emily Jane, there's a whole heap of them, and then of course the latest one that you'll no doubt talk to me about being Jamie Tabb.
I was going to, that was my next question, Marksy. Obviously, wonderful news that she has been offered a scholarship with the AFL Academy for the next 12 months or so, and yeah, be expecting her to push up and do some great things in the statewide Super Women's League.
Yeah, definitely. She's a very exciting talent, Jamie. She's got a really big work rate. I keep getting into her about remembering the defensive side of the game, but, you know, she's quite young, and you've got to do that with all young footballers. But, yeah, she's certainly a very talented footballer, and yes, we would be hoping to play her some games throughout this season to help develop her talent as you know, she gets older and gets more opportunities, for sure.
So training, I know you've had your information night already, but when does training kick off officially? And also for the girls out there listening to this, I understand you've got the door open in terms of coming out and having a go, and if you're playing another code of sport, to come out to West Adelaide training and, yeah, show us what you've got type thing.
Yeah, absolutely. So we started, we had a fitness testing session on the Sunday just gone.
Okay.
Out at the Uni Loop, which was pretty crowded out there, but also really enjoyable. It was a nice Sunday morning, and the girls did a 1K time trial and a 2K time trial. So that's been one of our big improvements this year. We've got a strength and conditioning coach wholly and solely dedicated to the female side. So that'll be really beneficial. And then we get on the track on Sunday, the 12th of November at 9:30, and then we go Tuesday and Thursdays and Saturday mornings from then to get ready for third when we start training.
And if
start round one is what I should have, I meant. Yeah.
And if girls are interested, Marksy, they can just contact you on the landline at the club.
8352-4022 is the club's number, so we'd love to hear from you. Definitely.
Fantastic. And obviously, we talked in depth there about your role as the AFL Women's Coach, or the Sandful Statewide Super Women's
Coach. Yeah, big promotion there.
Yeah, and almost had you promoted there. But in terms of the men's side of things, football manager, plenty happening. And I guess sad news for John O'Beach that he was delisted by the Adelaide Football Club last night. But in terms of West Adelaide's point of view, you'd love to have him back, no doubt.
Yes, and on that, I would like to thank all of our supporters and people of interest who have contacted the club to let us know that Jono had been delisted. We were made aware of that going to happen at lunchtime yesterday, so we put things into place pretty quickly. And Jono's obviously had a lot to deal with. There's probably never a good time to be delisted, obviously, but it would have been very close to the anniversary of Jono's mum's death as well. So he's got a fair bit going on his plate, and we will give him the time and space that he needs. But his response to me was, I'll be in touch soon. So obviously, from our point of view, we love Jono. We have always loved him. He's a great player, but most importantly, he's a great person, and he's got a great family as well. So he knows that he's welcome back at the West Adelaide Footy Club anytime he wants to. And if that works out this year, then obviously we'd be very excited for that. Jono no doubt is waiting to see if there's any other offers from an AFL point of view, and we understand that totally. We'd welcome Jono back with open arms and get very excited to, if that was the case.
You've signed Kyle Kirk and Matt Eastman already. We know about that. And there's a couple of other irons in the fire, no doubt.
Yeah, they certainly are. There's a couple that hopefully the way things are working out, we might be able to announce. We might be able to announce at least one more by the end of this week.
Mm-hmm.
Just got to dot a few I's and cross a few T's on a few things. So we've certainly been working really hard on that. And you know, we got in early with those two guys, and then we've also tried to keep an eye on obviously the listings and stuff like that that have happened. And for our guys, you know, within the AFL system, Jono's the only one that we've been aware of that's come off a list. Will Snellings, we believe, has been offered another go with Port, which a lot of people have been asking about. So, yeah, we've been working incredibly hard in trying to keep get as many recruits as we can, and obviously get the side that Gavin wants to help us become more competitive on the park, because we're all aware that 10th and 9th is not acceptable for the West Adelaide Footy Club, and we want to get back to close as possible to 2015 as we can.
Speaking of new coach Gavin Colville, I understand you're in the midst of organising new assistants alongside of him, as well as reserves coach to replace him, and under 18 coach.
Yeah, we certainly are. There's a lot of interest in that, and Gavin officially doesn't start on board until tomorrow.
All right.
But by heck, he's been in a lot of been in a lot. Him and I have caught up a fair bit. If it hasn't been face-to-face, it's been over phone or email or text. And so we're certainly discussing a lot about players and coaches and you know, who we take on to fill those roles and who's available, realistically, because, you know, there's a lot of coaches have already been settled. So we're just going through the correct pathways and ideas to make sure we get the right people within the club, for sure.
Well, Andrew, thank you very much for your time today on Sandful Radio. We do appreciate that, and congratulations and good luck in your role as the West Adelaide women's coach for the Sandful Statewide Super League in 2018, and also good luck with the recruiting in your role as footy manager with the Bloods as well.
Thank you very much, Zach. It's certainly very exciting times, and yeah, we're really looking forward to 2018 and getting the Bloods back up where they belong in all grades, for sure.